the good girls go to hub. Welcome.
Hi. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl. And welcome back.
So we are still in two different places.
Yes.
Coming to you live. I am in my home of Staten.
And I'm in Long Island.
And so we're doing part two of Hero to Zero and the ongoing saga, which is my fucking life.
Novella.
Yeah.
So proper.
So where did we leave off? Oh, so we left off with basically the we reconnected October, right, of 2021, and then I kind of ended things. Well, I ended things in September.
Okay, so let's just go back, a recap of the past episode, so you can kind of, for those that are not really caught up, you know, Dagna has been going through her issues with her ex officially, and she's just kind of, you know, going over
and really seeing things for what it is.
Yeah. And then kind of just letting it out, putting it on the table. So, you know, we kind of spoke about, you know, at some point at the last episode, the part one, where we kind of just spoke about the fuckery from the beginning to a certain point. And now we're kind of going into the, you know, like, you know, the part two of a soap opera or a series. Like we're doing the continuation here.
So my last week on Lady and the Harlot, Dagna was experiencing trauma. I've said in past episodes too, is that like we talked about, like I said, fools rushing in and jumping into something, and I've said that, you know, I jumped in not realizing that I was making a huge mistake.
Right. I mean, I think we realize it, you know, because it's also stated that we get that intuition that this is not right for us. Mm-hmm. This is not what we should be doing. And it's like we're going, we're fighting against the inevitable. You know, what we feel already is going to happen, but we don't really want it because of our heart is telling us not to. But our mind is like, yeah, this is the direction where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And we tend to fight against that.
And you know, we, like I said, when the times were good, it was great. And when the times were bad, it was awful. You know?
Right.
And we were both very toxic with each other.
Right.
Which
is part of a narcissist. This is what this, I think you forwarded me a podcast where this doctor was talking about narcissists and narcissistic behaviors. And you know, she was like, you know, she dealt with couples that were like, oh, when it was great, it was really great. But when it was bad, it was really bad, you know? Right. So I think that's how it is with you and this individual where you had your really good moments. But then when it was bad, it was just like, oh, shit. Like,
it was traumatizing.
Yeah.
Bad. Like really hurtful, traumatizing bad.
Yeah.
You know, before we had our kind of like I said, like we disconnected for 3 years before that disconnect, there was already signs of us kind of like detaching from each other. We were still kind of keeping each other around, but I was already fed up and over it, and he was still kind of just doing the same old bullshit.
Yeah.
And in that it was bad because like he went through my phone. He went through my journal.
You know,
he went through his ex's journal.
Yeah.
And when he told me that he went through her journal, I was upset because I was like, that's private.
Yeah.
I said, why did you do that? Oh, well, she left it out. She didn't leave it out so that you can fucking read it.
Yeah.
It's her space. It's her apartment too.
Right. Even so, like, even like if somebody's over my house, like say my boyfriend's over his, you know, not my boyfriend, my, the gentleman I'm dabbling with. leaves his stuff out, I'm not going to touch his thing. He goes to the bathroom. Right. I'm not gonna be like, well, it's here. Let me look at his stuff. I would never do that. That's I would never do something like that.
To me,
that's wrong.
That's not, Yeah, to me, that's not a thing of, oh, well, it's an open invitation.
Yeah, no, just because the person leaves
it
there.
Right, it's an open invitation if I'm literally handing you something and be like, look, go ahead and look, you know?
Yeah, then you're giving that person permission to be able to look.
I don't like that when someone goes through someone else's phone and shit like that. Like, it infuriates me.
Right.
And because that's that person's private property and space, and you're violating their space.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and like I said, I told him when he did that to her, like, yeah, me and him are done, you know. Or like I said, like her and, sorry, I should say they were done, but living together.
Right.
But at the same time, she's still living there. It's her space and it's her private stuff, and you're going through it.
Right, which is wrong.
I was like, no. I wasn't like, oh yeah, babe, good job. Like, what'd you find out?
Because you know that's something he'll do to you. Whatever he's done to the ex, you have to be mindful of and keep in mind that there's a possibility he's going to do the same to you.
And he did.
Yeah.
And he did. You know, and it's so annoying because it also pissed me off because not only is it wrong, but then the other flip side to that is, well, we're together. Why the fuck do you care if she's doing something?
Right. Exactly.
What about my feelings? You know? So that was the other end of that episode of him going through her shit.
Right.
And it pissing me off. But the forefront was, that's completely wrong. I would never do something like that.
Yes.
So yeah. And then the time that he went through my phone, which was really funny, was he went through my phone while I was in the shower and saw a picture of my coworker without his shirt on. And it's like, hello, I work at a fucking gym. I have people asking me on a daily basis, hey, how does this look? How's my body look? Like, what, you see any progress? It looks good.
But it's
it?
Just like, really fucked up that he did something like that. And it's not cool to do that.
Yeah. He ran with it. He fucking ran with it. Like, I got out of the shower and he had an attitude and he's like, oh, so who's so-and-so? And it's like, actually, it's my coworker. Did you read the conversation that happened before the picture he sent me? Here. And I'm giving him my phone. Like, even though I was pissed, like, why the fuck did you go through my phone?
Right.
What are you trying to find out?
That should have been elimination. It's the elimination.
You're trying to find out something because you're doing something.
Yeah, but that's what it is. It's a reflection. Yeah. It's like here you're feeling guilty for whatever you possibly may be doing, and you're reflecting it on the other individual to try to justify. Let me catch something so it could kind of justify why I'm feeling this way and why I'm doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so this was just little things that were happening that led up to the disconnect for the 3 years.
Yeah. Right?
Then we reconnected because his mom died and we missed each other and it was great. However, I was mindful of the fact that, okay, we really haven't known each other in 3 years. We're both different people, you know, even our appearances are different, you know. I'm not a fan of, I don't like his hair at all. I was very honest with that. I don't like it. It doesn't look good with him.
Right.
He loves it. Fine. Let it rock.
Right.
But for me, like I said, we were different people and it was like, can we get to a space where we're fucking honest with each other and build something solid and work forward, you know? And it's funny. It's almost like he was taking my companionship relationship with Mocha
and using that
and using it as a blanket to justify his actions,
right?
I told him, I said, you know, you have done zero to make me feel comfortable in this relationship. And I've gone above and beyond to make you feel comfortable in this relationship. So no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to cut this person off, you know, because in all honesty, he's the only honest partner I've had in the last decade. He's the honest, most honest, simplest person I've been around.
Yeah.
I said, as far as these women that you're fucking around with, though, you know, you keep saying that they feel more for you than you feel for them. So then you think it's okay to just lead them on and drag them on and use them against, like, use them to get back at me.
That's what you felt like it was.
It was. Yeah. That's what it was. Because I said, they don't hold a fucking flame to me. I don't really have really good confidence in myself, but I can say hands down that I'm confident about my personality. I love my personality. And when you talk about class, I definitely carry myself way better than these women that he hooked up with.
Right.
You know, and it's like, and I even told him, I was like, I'm a little disappointed. I thought you would have did better in the 3 years that we weren't fucking around.
Right.
You know, because I definitely think that Mocha.
Step up.
Is a step up.
Yes.
maybe not 100%, but definitely a step up.
Right.
In the sense of that, you know, he actually has a goal. He has a focus. He's determined.
Right.
He's honest. He's simple. He doesn't let shit really get in his way. Right. He knows that he gets in his own way and he acknowledges his fuck ups.
Mm-hmm.
Hands yes. down. He'll be yeah. like, yeah, I'm totally fucking shit up right now. And it's because of this. And I think it's because of that. And what can I do to fix it? And then he works at fixing it.
Right.
So yeah. But anyway, so after I almost lost my life in August and him just kind of leaving me there.
Right.
There was a series of events that took place in the month of September. Not long after I didn't know what the hell was going on with me, but I was bleeding out in my freaking living room. And then it turned out I was having COVID while I was healing from my surgery.
Which so I caught was, with you.
Yes. One for all and all for one.
Yes.
I felt awful about that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Listen, everything happens for a reason because mm-hmm. by you going to the doctor, that's mm-hmm. when I found out. And I knew my son was sick, but I didn't think anything of it.
Right.
You know, everything right. happens for a reason, you know?
Right.
It avoided me going around other people who it could have seriously affected by you finding out that night.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, it sucked that I ended up having to bleed out in order to get rushed because I didn't think I had.
Yeah.
At that point, I felt like I had it before I had the surgery, though.
Right.
And that was a week prior. So it was weird how it worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so... In September, we decided that we were going to go to 3 shows. And the first show that we went to, we're getting ready to leave. And he decides he's going to go get the car. And he goes gets the car. But he's not keeping communication with me. So I'm standing there for more than 10 minutes. And I'm like, hey, what's up? What's going on? And no response. And then he finally responds and says he's getting the car. And the car was only 3 blocks away.
Right.
So doesn't take 10 minutes to get there. But his lack of communication and attention was, you know, to what I needed was just like crazy. Because I'm like, I need to know what's going on. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm standing out here. It's cold. I don't know if you're really getting the car or mm-hmm. what you're doing. But I'm guessing that's what you're doing. Anyway, he disappears for over 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was left with the band that we went to go see. Their head security stayed with me just to make sure I was safe. And that whole time, though, I didn't know how long he was going to take. He told me he was around the corner when he really wasn't around the corner. Ends up that he's like a block away, parked behind a food truck. I don't even know how the fuck he got there and it took 45 minutes to go 3 blocks. I don't understand. I don't understand. Anyway,
right.
Then the following night we go to a show and we're hanging out with the band and we're drinking, we're hanging out, we go to this rooftop bar
mm-hmm.
and he disappears. I don't know where he went.
And leaves you by yourself. Well, you're not technically by yourself.
I'm not by myself,
but you know,
my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's embarrassing because they're like, hey, where's he at? And I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Stop asking me. Stop asking me. Because he does this all the time. I don't know.
Right.
And then, you know, we're getting kicked out of the place. They're closing down. So I'm texting him like, hey, we're getting kicked out. Like, where are you? And, oh, I'm on my way. From where? On my way from where? You know? So I go back on the bus. I have a shot, but I can tell that they're tired. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get ready to leave. And they're still asking me, where is he? I don't know. So one of the band members decides he's going to escort me back to the car. So I get back to the car and I text Hero, hey, I'm at the car. Where are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way. I'm using my GPS. Using your GPS for what? I'm standing next to the fucking car. You know?
Yeah. Like,
what? Where are you? What are you doing?
Right.
And at this point, he's been gone for a little over an hour.
Right.
You know, so it's like, if I'm texting you, please respond.
I don't like that. I don't like when, you know, if you're going someplace with somebody and you walk mm-hmm. off, give a person mm-hmm. the heads up. You know what? I'm going here. I'm going for a walk. You know, I'll be back. You know, right. something simple like that. But then just to disappear and not say anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's not cool. In my opinion.
No, it's not.
I don't like going out with nobody and you fucking walk off and I turn around. I'm like, where the fuck is this bitch? How come she didn't fucking tell me she's going away?
It happened to me
and I fucking don't like it.
Right. So. Nobody does. I don't know anybody. I love when I go out with my friends and they disappear. I love that.
Yeah. Nobody likes that.
Yeah.
Fucking let me know what you're fucking doing so I know what to do next. Okay. Right.
Am I taking a cab home?
Yeah.
Am I taking a ferry home? Something, right? Are you okay? How about that? Are you still alive? Are you all right?
Right.
So so a few days later, we're on our way to go do something. And he brings up an event that's coming up and asks me if I want to go. And I said, well, I'll have my son, but I don't see a problem with us taking him. But let's see. Right. Well, topic was never brought up again. So that week comes. And I have my son, and there was no mention of him going to this show.
Mm-hmm.
He was at work. He said, hey, if you guys need anything, hit me up. Like, let me know. I said, okay. And then he texts me, hey, how are you guys doing? I said, we're doing good. We're watching a movie. He's like, all right. Well, like I said, if you need anything, let me know. Okay. Didn't hear from him the rest of the night. And I woke up the next day to a receipt in my email of a purchase that he made at the show that he went to without me. And it's way more alcohol than he should be drinking, but I know that it's not just him.
Now let's fast forward. Could it have been the miss?
It probably was. It's probably this chick that he started a relationship with. He keeps saying it was the band, the headlining band that he bought someone a drink, which I think is bullshit because this person, the band can get whatever they want and keep it in the back.
Right.
You know? And he's, oh, I went by myself and I didn't buy this for nobody, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, I think it's bullshit. Not only that, you never mentioned anything to me. So why are you knew you were going to this show. You decided not to say anything and you got fucking caught.
Right. As like, weird as that is.
Right.
Like how do you get the receipt in the email that he did? Like that's just so weird.
It's so funny how the universe works. I end up getting the receipt of drinks that he bought on his card to my email. Yes.
That's so weird.
Got fucking caught. So,
wow.
So to this day, he's still saying that it was for this bandmate when I know it's probably this
bullshit.
Chick that he's, bullshit. So, so anyway, I
think any woman would be like, that's bullshit. Right.
I got so furious that I just was like, I can't do this anymore. You're not giving me any suggestions on how we can fix shit.
Right.
You're not willing to go to couples therapy or counseling so that we can fix shit. And I'm like, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? Because I need to know that my feelings matter. And you're not giving me any suggestions or even working with me.
Mm-hmm.
So why? And then I said, why don't we just be friends? And he's, I don't want to be your friend. We can't just be friends. I love you too much. Really? You love me too much. Your actions don't show like you love me.
Yeah. They're not aligning. You know, actions speak louder than words, and the actions are unfortunately the opposite of love.
Right. Hence why we did the episode. What was it? Effort and alignment.
Yes.
There was no effort and there was no alignment. Right. So I left it like that, right? And he decided that instead of like really fighting for it and saying like, hey, I don't want this to end. I want to work at it. You do mean a lot to me. Mm-hmm. And then we both brainstorm on what we can do to fix this.
Right.
He decided to let things be. He took it like, okay, Dagna's completely done. So I'm going to just jump into this serious relationship with someone else. Actually, he hooked up with someone and then had this serious relationship with this other person. Right. And then kind of latched on to her and her brother and was doing thoughtful things and taking them to shows and buying, like making things for them and all of this stuff. And that, I think, was his focus the last few months before I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mind you, we still had the business. I decided I was going to end our business because this was the last tie that we have together. Not only that, I don't want to pay taxes on the fucking business, you know? So yeah, I was like, I'm ending this business. I would love it if you don't sell any of the items that we had on there. You know, obviously you have your store, continue to sell your shit, whatever. But anything dealing with that business, please do not, because it's done. He agreed. And then, yeah, so we decided to meet up in December. And when we met up, you know, I told him, I said, look, I'm aware that you're with this other chick. I said, you're not working on yourself. If anything, you're repeating the same old pattern that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I shouldn't even care.
Right.
Because my focus should have been on me.
Right.
But it was bothering me because I could see it clear as day what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, I still care about him. I still love him. I was still hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we reconnected again. And, yeah, you know, everything was good. But I know that there's this other girl lingering in the background. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when I asked, I kept asking him, so what are you going to do about that? Like, if you want to go pursue this with her, tell me and I'll back off. And he was like, well, I don't know, but things are fizzling out. She lives 6 hours away. She's living with her ex. Like, he was coming up with all these excuses. And right. Then on the other side of that, he's like, oh, but, you know, you and I have such a great connection and I miss you so much and I love you and you're so worth the fight and I want to work to fight for us. And it's like, okay, well, you want to work to fight for us. You need to call her and have a conversation with her.
Right.
I said it numerous times. Go call her and have a conversation with her.
And he chose not to do that.
Exactly.
So so that's why, you know, I had said in the previous episode, it mm-hmm. takes you back to how it was in the beginning, how he was mm-hmm. kind of giving the runaround. Mm-hmm. With the one, and now he's kind of doing the same thing because you really don't know what he's really truly saying to her compared to what mm-hmm. he's saying it to you.
Right.
You could just right. only go based on what he's saying.
Yeah.
Which we already okay. kind of know isn't really
is bullshit. Yeah.
Well, I don't know bullshit, but it's hard to trust what somebody says when you catch them in so many, you know, lies.
Right.
You know,
you don't know what to believe.
Right. You don't know what to you believe. Know?
So, yeah, and I was hoping he was going to do this. So while he and I weren't talking from September to December, mm-hmm. mid-December, I booked a trip for myself. And it was definitely for myself. I put myself in therapy. I started working with two different therapists. Really, like, working on myself and realizing some shit about my past that I really don't like. Anyway, but... we're all a work in progress. We're all going to be a work in progress constantly. And we all should be a work in progress, working to be a better version of ourselves. So with that being said, I told him that, you know, I booked a trip for myself. I'm going to go away for a week. And I left it at that.
Right.
And I left it at that with the hopes that he would be honest with me and tell me, you know what? I'm going to call her. It would have been a fucking bonus if he says, hey, I'm going to call her right now in front of you just to make you feel secure.
Right.
That this is coming. This is an end. This is at an end. But no, instead it was, oh, it's fizzling out. It's already fizzling out. Like, why are you waiting for shit to fizzle out? Like, there is no fizzling out if you're talking about she wants you to commit to her and that she feels more for you than you feel for her. And there's none of that.
Mm-hmm.
In this time, I've noticed, so we weren't attached on social media, and I noticed that he was looking at my stories on my Facebook page from another page that he doesn't use, and I don't know why he didn't think that I couldn't see it, but whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Right. In that time,
very interesting, to say the least.
In that time, also, He unfriended and blocked my mom, my son, and my aunt on social media, claiming he did it because he wanted to protect his mental state, because if they posted anything about me, it would trigger him. Mind you, my family does not post anything about me ever.
Right.
And it's like, okay, well, why are you doing that to them, yet you are looking at my page from another page?
Right.
You know?
It's kind of like, it's, you know, yeah. I don't know. I don't know right. what to say with that. It's just.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy.
It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
And then my Instagram page was public at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wanted to see it, he could have went on and saw it. But anyway, so I gave him about a month to come clean with shit. For him to be honest and say, yeah, you know what? I've been looking at your page from another page.
But you know why? Because he thought that you couldn't see it because it was from a page that you said was inactive.
Right.
Which is so odd, but you know, mm-hmm. I don't know how it goes, you know, when it comes down to that.
Yeah. Facebook's right. funny that way.
Yeah. It's interesting.
But yeah, you know, I was waiting for him to really do the right thing and do right by me for once.
And he lied.
And call this girl and really end things or whatever.
Which is what you do. Is here you're saying, you know what? You know, I want us to work on it. I just need for you to do this for this to happen. Mm-hmm. If not, mm-hmm. let me know because I'm going to walk away. And it was him doing. Rolling. Yeah. And it was him doing what he's done before, like stalling, like mm-hmm. trying to keep. It's like somebody who wants their cake and eat it too. You know, mm-hmm. he wants you there, but then he wants her as a backup, the mm-hmm. backup plan, yeah. because he's unsure about you. In reality, right. let's be real, because you and him have been on and off, on and off, on and off. I think mm-hmm. in reality, he's so unsure with the situation with you that he didn't want to let go of something else, of somebody else.
Right, right. And he never, but you know what? He never, I guess, realized is that he never made me a priority. He never put me first.
Right.
So here it is, another situation. It's either Dagna or this.
Right.
And he's choosing this.
He's choosing right? the other person.
Right.
And
right.
And not, I don't know if he not doesn't realize that. But mm-hmm. by you're constantly vocalizing, this is what I need, this is what I need, this is what I need, and him mm-hmm. not heeding to that
mm-hmm.
is technically you're choosing that other person right. and you're right. over me yet again.
Right.
You know?
And I think his argument or his childish ways is like, well, why would I do that? You're not doing this for me.
Yeah.
I've done that for you. I have done that for you in the past. I definitely done that for you, but I'm not doing it again. So this is how we can flip the script on shit. And you could be 100% and be a real man for me is mm-hmm. I need you to do this. And once you right. do that, I have no problem letting you back in 100%.
Right.
And whatever it is you need me to do to make you feel secure and comfortable, I got you
mm-hmm.
because I see that you're starting to have my back and support. No, I didn't get that. Right. So we had a conversation. I, you know, was talking with my therapist and stuff. And she said, you know what, Dagna, take that week for yourself. Disconnect, mm-hmm. you know, limited social media, which was not going to be difficult because I was on a fucking boat. I had no, my signal sucked as it was, even right. with the Wi-Fi package. But I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take the time for myself. And so I had a conversation with him and I told him, I said, look, I'm giving you one last chance to come clean. I said, cause you're probably wondering where I'm going. And I haven't told you because I know, like I'll let you know because I know that there's something else. And right. he says, no, there's nothing else. Okay, fine. So I tell him, well, how are you doing this to my family and saying you're doing this to protect yourself and your mental state, yet you're stalking my page from another page that you don't use.
Right.
And that's when it was like, shit, I was caught, you know?
Right.
And then I tell him where I said, well, now I'm going to tell you where I'm going. So I tell him where I'm going and he asks who I'm going with. I told him who I'm going with. And then he proceeds to tell me that he is already kind of aware that he knew I was going because he saw this person in October. And I'm like, that's funny. You knew I was kind of sort of going, even though I didn't.
Back in October, you wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't a thing.
It wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going until the end of November.
Right.
You know? So it's like, come on, stop. Cut the fucking bullshit and the woe is me and the drama and the I already kind of sort of knew. Like, mm-hmm. no, you didn't. Because right. I didn't even fucking know I was going.
Right.
So yeah, and I told him, I said, look, I know I said I was going to contact you, but I'm not going to contact you. I'm going to use this time to work on myself. I suggest you work on yourself because I need you to be sure that you're 100% sure about me, about us, about working on this. And I said, please do not take this as I'm rejecting you or anything like that. Like, I just need the time for myself.
Right.
I'll miss you. I'll be thinking about you, but I just need this time to work on myself.
Right.
And his words were, okay, no problem. I'll respect your time and blah, blah, blah. Right. So the first day of the cruise, I was kind of going through it. I had a pretty bad breakdown the first night. And I, cried my eyes out. And after I cried, I felt better.
Right, you let it all out. Yeah.
yeah. And then the remainder of the trip, I was just present. I was present. I was journaling 2.5 hours every morning. I was meeting people. I wore a bikini for the first time in 34 years, which is crazy for me because I've never done that. Well, like I said, since I was like 8 years old. Yeah, so I was making myself uncomfortable and getting comfortable at the same time
Right.
and being true to myself and really loving myself and working on myself. Could I have hooked up with a ton of dudes? Yes, I could have, but I didn't.
Right.
I didn't. That's not what I was there for, and I deserve better than that. And I'm not looking for hookups.
Right.
I'm looking to
Meaningless
love.
connections, so
Yes.
to speak.
Shallow connections.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking to love me. Therefore, I could love someone truly,
Right.
and I want that for myself. And the only way that's going to happen is if I truly honor and love myself. So yeah, I utilized the time properly. And when I came back home, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to contact him just yet. Let me kind of get situated, settled in, because I came home and I had to like kind of catch up on things here. And then I had to go to work the next day,
Yeah.
which sucks when you're traveling.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I didn't reach out to him right away. Like, especially when I landed in by my house, I'm glad I didn't, because the following day I'm going through my Instagram and his story pops up and he did something that he said he wasn't going to do.
Right.
And what he did was he posted this girl wearing one of his shirts and
So
then
this the
putting,
girl is who exactly?
who is she?
Who's
Or,
the girl that he's that you've been saying, are you going to end things with her?
yeah.
The other one.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's who
Yes.
he posts, just so you know the audience could be clear.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so he posts as the girl that lives 6 hours away with her man,
Right. The one he was
supposedly.
seeing and he was
The
going
one
back
that
and
he was seeing.
forth with you or her.
Right. So he posts her and then he posts her with an Aerosmith song. Everybody knows, even our listeners know that I'm a huge fan of Aerosmith, which is
Yeah.
fucking crazy. So you put so much thought and time and effort to posting that. And you
Right.
know that we had a discussion about this over a year ago because you did this before.
Right. So this is not the first time he's done something
Not,
like this to get
no,
your
no.
attention. Because that's what it is all
Right.
about, to get to your
Right.
attention. Because you didn't call
Right.
him or reach out to him the second you got back. So in
Right.
his mind was probably going and thinking God knows what. And then he's like, okay, let me do this because I'm going to get a reaction. And by getting a reaction, you're going to call him like how you've always
Yeah.
done in the past. But instead, it backfired on him.
Yeah, and I was
And
like,
your
that's not
reaction was
gonna
the
work.
opposite of what he was
Right.
expecting, technically.
Right. And then right after that story, he had another story of two bands announced that they were going on tour together, and he writes, who wants to go? PA, New York. So it's kind of like, okay, so you're making an open invitation to whatever victim takes the bait. Got it.
Said victim.
I just I that right there solidified that I made the right choice in not contacting him right away.
So I'm going to say this to you. You know, he kind of severed ties in the sense, in a way, with your family. So now, like, you know, from your family on their end wants nothing to do with him, including your son. And he kind of damaged that on his own. So So going forward now, you feel like now that this is a done deal with everything that's transpired and happened, especially now that he's, your family's now done with him in the sense of the word, especially your son.
Yes. Yes. Remember in our episode of Effort and Alignment, we talked about when someone says, oh, I'm going to do this action. And we say, and I said, I think that you and I are both on the same page that we expect that action to happen within the first 24 hours.
Right.
If we don't see this action happening, it's never going to happen.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I think 24 hours is good enough time to try to get the ball rolling.
Right.
Towards whatever action you say you're going to do.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I gave him 3 fucking weeks to get the ball rolling to make me a priority by talking to this chick. And he did not. Right. He had 3 fucking weeks to try to mend shit with my family, especially my son. And he didn't do anything.
Right. Right. I think your son, it was just, he's just.
Yeah.
He's schooling you right now. Which is crazy. Yeah.
He's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And even he was like, Mom, like he said everything out of his mouth is a lie.
Yeah.
He said, I can't come up with excuses for him anymore.
Right.
He's like, I always wanted to think the best of him and he has hurt you more than once and I cannot let him hurt you again.
Right. And this is coming from a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Who's beyond his years, technically. Mm-hmm. his years.
Yeah. And so I didn't write him.
Right.
I didn't write him. I was like, yeah, there's no point. There's no point in fucking writing because this is his action. This is what he's doing. This is what he chose to do. Mm-hmm. To hurt me and dig at me virtually.
Right.
And he knows I saw his stories.
I think he did, as I said, he did that to get your attention, but it backfired. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. What a man that loves somebody, what they would have done or should have done.
Was reach out. Been, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, should have reached out.
Is everything okay? I'm just checking on you to see how you're doing.
Exactly. It's okay if you want to reach out.
Right.
If I don't respond right away, understand that maybe I don't have a signal or maybe I will reach out to you eventually, but you're going to have to understand that.
Right.
So he could have easily... Hey, hon, hope you landed okay. I just wanted to make sure you got home okay.
Right.
That would have been fine.
Right.
You know? But because you didn't hear from me, I'm going to act like a goddamn kid and I'll show her, you know? And then you do that. You do the dumbest shit you could have fucking did.
Right.
Something we already spoke about. So, nice. So, I didn't reach out and I went to work.
Right.
So let's see. So I came back home on a Sunday. I didn't reach out to him Monday. Tuesday evening, he reached out to me. He texted me, hi, hope your trip went well, or something to that extent. I didn't reach out. I didn't reach out until Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. And I sent him an email and I said, look, you know, my trip went well. Thanks for reaching out. Obviously I'm giving you guys a quick summary of what the email stated, but he, you know, I told him, I said, you're probably wondering how come I didn't reach out to you. And I said, I didn't reach out to you because you did 2 things you said you wouldn't do and you hurt me like on purpose, like, you know,
intentionally.
Yeah. And of course his response was, what did I do? I don't know what I did.
Right.
I have no clue. I'm oblivious to what I did. Right.
Right.
And then I tell him what he did in detail of what he did. And his response was, well, you know, you said you needed time and I figured it wasn't a big deal. Okay. So right then and there, you're disregarding yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're disregarding my feelings.
Yes.
You're contradicting yourself. First, you're telling me you were oblivious as to what you did. But then in your next email, you're telling me, oh, well, I figured it was no big deal that I did that because, you know, you said you needed your time. You're also telling me, fuck you. I don't give a damn that you need time to yourself and you need to work on yourself.
Right.
I want this.
Right.
Like a child. I want this. I'm not going to get it. So I'm going to act out until I get what I want.
Right.
You're did a negative action hoping for a positive response. Like,
It's a cycle because this is how you always have been in the past with him, where you've always, I think, in my opinion, you've kind of like swept it underneath the rug, so to speak. But this time, you after a while of you behaving and doing this so much over and over, at some point, a person's going to be like, fuck this, you know? You just don't know when that time is going to come. So it's just like, you know, and this was the time where it came for him, where his actions didn't bring a positive result.
No.
You know, I mean, his bad actions didn't bring a positive result for him or the way he thought maybe.
Well, plenty of times his bad actions gave a bad response, you know, but then I turned a blind eye and just kind of be like, all right, let's move on. Let's move on. But then you keep doing it to me.
Right.
You're not doing the opposite. You're doing the same bullshit you've always done.
Right.
And to say, oh, I didn't know. I'm oblivious. I don't know what I did. Mm-hmm. Like, you fucking knew exactly what you were doing, especially when you're saying, oh, well, you said you needed time. I guess I took it differently. There was no reason for you to take it differently when I was clear and transparent.
He
said, I guess I took it as you're rejecting me. Or
I don't know how you can guess when here I'm saying to you, I need time for myself. Please don't take it personal. This is what I need to do. This is like, you know, to help me, you know, heal or recover, whatever it is. You're technically breaking it down to him. And it's like, you know, Charlie Brown. Here's the teacher talking. Wah, wonk, 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 wonk. And that's what he's hearing as you're talking. Yeah. And here you're breaking it down. And the only thing he's hearing is wah, wonk, wonk, wonk. And it's just like, how can you twist what somebody's saying when they're literally telling you verbatimly, this is what it is. Please don't take it this way. But you take it that way anyway.
Right. And I'm telling you, I think you should utilize this time for yourself.
Yeah.
Work on yourself. And really truly be sure that you want to be with me. I even, like I said, I also said to him, hey, if you want to explore this other road and this option, then please let me know and I will let you do that and I will back away.
Right.
So him doing that, that was my answer.
Right.
Because you chose her and to do that over being honest with me to say, Dagna, I think I want to go down this road.
Right.
You know, and then you do it in the worst way.
Right.
You're playing Aerosmith with it. Like, seriously?
Right.
Seriously?
And then, you know, it's so funny. And then your aunt sent you that, that video with the doctor, with the narcissist, narcissistic behaviors, which she categorized him in, you know, so it's,
there's six different types, the six different traits and types. My husband fell under two different types of narcissism. And then Hero, he does the woe is me.
Right.
Well, this happened and that happened. Like, he created these, like, situations for himself.
Yeah.
So that people would feel sorry for him and, oh, poor baby you. And, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when shit hits the fan, it's, oh, I don't know what I did.
So when shit did hit the fan and you proceeded to find out for yourself about the situation with your page because he blamed somebody else.
Right. So just to give a backstory, back when we were talking before I left, he told me that, a mutual friend of ours went to him and showed him screenshots of my page questioning why was I posting something.
Right.
And I said to him, well, you should have told them, I don't know, it's Dagna's page, go ask Dagna.
Right.
And I said, and even if it was you, you should be asking me.
Right.
And he was like, oh, well, why would it be me? It's not me. Da, da, da. I don't look at your stories. I've never looked at your stories.
Which we knew that's a lie because you found out that saw that he was watching your page, you know, from before.
Right. And then I said my page was public, so he could have saw it himself, but no. So then I asked him, who was this person? And he was protecting this person for weeks.
Quote unquote, protecting this person. Okay.
Right. And then he says, oh, well, you know, I don't want you to like have any bad feelings towards him and da 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 da. And I'm like, who is it? So when he tells me who it is, finally, I'm like, this is bullshit because this person that he brought up could give a rat's ass about anybody's relationship.
Right.
Not saying that he's a bad person. It's just that,
but he just doesn't care.
Focus.
Yeah,
he's yeah, not he doesn't focused. Care. He's not focused yeah. on anybody's relationship to that standard where he's gonna go out of concern and be like, "Bro, what's going on?"
Yeah,
you know. So anyway, so I ended things with Hero. I deleted and blocked him off of all of my social media, and then I proceeded to delete him on and block him on my phone, which I've never done in the 17 years that I've known him.
Yeah,
I was tired of getting fed bullshit and lies. Because at the end of the day, he doesn't give a fuck about me or my family. So, I was at work the following day. So let's say what, like a Thursday, and I'm going through my Facebook's, my Instagram stories. And I see the person that he mentioned to me weeks prior. So I said, you know what, if this really did go down, let me ask him to please come to me if he has any questions on my page. So I write him. Hey, I hope you're doing well. Just want to let you know, if you see anything in my stories, please, I would appreciate it if you came to me and asked me directly. Mm-hmm. That. And I said, yeah, I didn't think you did that.
Right.
And he's like, oh, well, I need to confront him about this. I said, please do.
Right.
Please do.
So it comes to sum it up. He
lied. Yeah, and he used someone. So then the person confessed to me after I gave him some backstory of what was going on. He confessed to me and said, he asked me to send him screenshots of your page.
Which is crazy.
So now you have somebody stalking my page, a public page at that.
Yeah.
That you could have went on yourself and looked at.
And then, so now when you think about all that and you go back in your mind, you're thinking, how long has he been doing this for the mm-hmm. times that both of you had been disconnected? Right. You know, like, has he done this before? you know, stalking your page and asking people to take a look.
Probably.
You know, and I know now you're paying attention, you know, mm-hmm. so you're looking at people who normally don't look in your page and you're blocking them technically, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. I mean, it sucks that I have to do that, you know? Yeah. And it's like, yeah, so his childhood, well, his brother's best friend reached out to me and was like, oh, I spoke to him. He wants to work it out. He, you know, says that he's sorry and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I said, you know what? Why would he want to work out something with me, the person he doesn't trust?
Right.
You went to the extreme measure of having someone take pictures of my page to show you,
mm-hmm.
you know? I came home and is just like, you know, I'm sure one day I'll probably see his car outside. I don't know. But he's also done that too, where he's driven past my house to see if he sees my car.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've never done any of these things to him. These are not the actions of someone that loves you. This is the actions of someone that has some serious mental issues that they need to work on. And they want to control the situation.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up.
Yeah.
I've never gone through his phone. I never drove past his house. I never.
You have a lot of friends that are telling you that he needs help. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people. I just hope that those same people that are telling you that, and if they're still speaking to him, that they will say that to him directly as well.
I hope so too. I seriously hope he does, because those are not the healthy actions of anybody that's working on themselves. Those are the actions of someone that, like I said, has a lot of mental issues, trauma.
Right.
You know I have trauma. We all have trauma.
Yeah.
And we all need to work on ourselves and all need to work to being better and honest with ourselves.
Right.
You be honest with yourself, then yeah. Then you could be honest with anybody else. But he's lying to himself about shit.
Right.
You know? So.
So where do you think things will be left off from there? Like, so you're completely done.
I'm done.
And I guess that's something that he has to accept, which I know I'm sure is probably hard for him.
No, to it's accept. Not, because he's already moved on. This is what
I mean. Listen, if he's moved on, he wouldn't be leaving you letters. He wouldn't be
He wants to try because I was the fucking sucker that stayed around and put up with his bullshit for years. This is the only reason. This is why I say, I told him, I said, I don't really think that you love me because your actions are not the person, not the actions of a person that loves somebody. I said, what you love is the fact that we have intimacy. What you love is the fact that I allowed you to fucking abuse me the way you have.
Right.
And hurt me. And hurt my family at that. My son.
Right.
That's what you fucking love. You love that I took all of that for years.
Right.
I thought I would continue to take all of that for years.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Well, I applaud you. And I think there's so many people now who are fully aware. It's not just me and the family. I think now there's people within your group of friends that now know the situation, you know, and see and have heard your side fully. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what he's saying, but, you know, I mean, it's just those same people who you've talked to have said, you know, you deserve better.
I do.
And
I deserve better. I need to believe it. And right now I don't want a relationship for a very long time. I don't want a relationship right. at all. I'm too fucking scared. I'm too damaged and I'm too scared to be in anything with anybody at this moment.
Right.
You know?
Cause it's not easy.
No.
You know, trust is very hard to gain back, or it's not easy, I would say.
Yeah.
And I know you're working on yourself. You're seeing somebody, you're talking about it, and that person that, you know, the therapist is giving you their advice in terms of what you should do and homework in terms of how to help yourself heal and recover from all that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good step in the direction. Clearly he needs to do the same as well. And hopefully maybe one day he will clearly. And I don't know. I'm hoping, as I said, just like how those same people came to you and says he needs help. Hopefully they tell him the same in return.
Right.
And hopefully one day he will, because clearly mm-hmm. he needs some guidance.
I hope one day he can own up to his shit, honestly.
And that's what it is, you know, is owning up to the things that you've done to create this whirlwind of chaos, you know, because it's, you know, every action has a reaction. You know, what you put out there, you have to look at yourself and be like, why is this person acting this way? Why does this person cut me off? What did I do to create this? Mm-hmm. And if you can't own up to the things that you've done and are still pointing and looking at the person, well, you did this, you did that, then it's always going to be an ongoing cycle for this person. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to continue with the next person. And, you know, it just is what it is.
Yeah, I wish her and her brother the best of luck, because now he's their problem.
Well, you don't know, but I just hope for the best at the end of the day. I think we all are working on ourselves, and all of us need to be aware of the things that we do, not only to ourselves, but to other people in mm-hmm. return. And that's the only way, once we become aware, is how we fix it.
Yeah.
So.
So. That is what it is. That's the tea. We're going to wrap up this week's episode.
So you've heard the continuation of this novella. Stay tuned for next week. Maybe it might be me. Hopefully not. You know,
I hope not.
It goes back and forth between us.
I hope not.
Really, I don't, you know what, for me, it just is what it is. I'm dabbling. I'm not even in a relationship, right, technically.
Right.
So I'm just dabbling right now. So it is what it is.
I was dabbling too. And look what happened.
So yeah.
I think that, I hope you don't go through this again.
Yeah.
But I know that if you did, it wouldn't be to the magnitude.
No, it wouldn't.
What I just went through.
No, it wouldn't be. You know, I just hope for the best for the both of us, that we meet the right ones that are going to value us. Because that's what it is. It's all about valuing who you have in your life.
Yeah, well, I got to value myself first.
Yeah, and that too. You know, and that too. Once we value ourselves, then, you know, there's a lot of shit that we won't tolerate.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we just only hope for the best.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just a sucky feeling when you realize that the person you thought loved you really did not give a fuck about you. So,
or love you in the way that you really needed to be loved. you know, in the manner which you, because everybody views love differently.
They didn't listen to any of the things I said about how to love me. So, right. You know, yeah, he needs to fight on working on himself. So
right first.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, anyway, this has been a fun episode.
Hopefully, you know, we can come back with some more joyous episodes, you know, where we're talking about more pleasant situations. But, you know, everybody's going through some bullshit in their relationship, right? Yeah. So
You guys are not alone. Remember that.
Right.
If you want, you can reach out to us at ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com. You can reach out to us at ladyandtheharlot.com.
Yeah. You know, from Instagram, Facebook, you know, if you like what you hear, you know, please spread the word, you know, subscribe, please follow, leave a positive review. We will love that. We're only here for positive vibes and we're only sharing our experiences just so you don't go through the same fuckery that we've gone through, technically. Right. But we appreciate the love and we thank you for those that are following us and we hope you continue.
Yeah.
We hope that you continue.
And special shout out to Miss H. I think it's B. I think it's her last name. Anyway, she's a loyal listener and she's gone through her story of abuse, which I still send her loads of love. And I'm glad that she's taken the steps to healing. So anyway, with that, I'm Dagna.
I am Cheryl.
Are you sure?
You're so funny. I'm Cheryl. Okay. Yeah, I'm questioning that.
Thanks for joining us on Lady and the Harlot podcast. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.